Sing our national anthem.
So it's going to take us.
Proper respect is to face the flag and move your cap to hat and stand in position with your right hand.
Even if there's a back to game liner.
Veterans and active military not in uniform may also salute the flag. Ladies and gentlemen, tonight our national anthem is being sung by members of the Wolsey Wessington High School Choir. Ladies and gentlemen, the colors today were presented by the American Legion Post 59 of Wolsey. The anthem
after this one, I think
was sung by the Wolsey Wessington High School Choir. Now, the team captains will meet at midfield for the opening coin toss.
Mrs. Greenville.
I wonder if it's hooked up to this. We'll have to see. And welcome back to Wolsey. It's set for kickoff here, an early and afternoon game here, a 4 p.m. start as we get sent here for the Wolsey Wessington Warbirds homecoming football game. They welcome in Coleman Egan. Coleman Egan looking for their first victory on the season, 0-4. We'll take a look at starting lineups in a moment. Of course, the Warbirds come in at 2-2, snuck their bye week in between a couple of tough losses, and talk more about that here as we progress through this game. Of course, the officials brought to you by the South Dakota Attorney General's Office, Division of Consumer Protection. Officials for tonight's game, Matt Clark, Wade Stobbs, Doug Peach, Jeremy James, and Ryan Heisinga. Again, the crew here tonight, Matt Clark, Wade Stobbs, Doug Peach, Jeremy James, Ryan Heisinga. They are the law on the field. As always, it's brought to you by the South Dakota Attorney General's Office, Division of Consumer Protection. It appears the Warbirds won the toss and deferred. And Coleman Egan is going to take the football. So we'll see the Hawks offense out there first. No? Did I get it wrong? The other way? Oh, it's not finished. Okay. All right. So getting ready here for Coleman Egan to get this thing underway. So Coleman Egan offensively. Carson Volker to center. Thomas Lohr is a guard. Alex Ustanko. Wings, they'll run double wing a lot. Braden Weiss and Hayden Pearson. The wideouts are Jackson Wright and Jace Mosel. Jack Mosel, the quarterback, and Johnny Keyes at running back. For Wolsey Lexington, we'll see Caden Carter, Isaiah Sabalier, Caden Van Buskirk, that front three. Austin White, Colin Hughes, Moshe Richmond, the linebacking core, Peyton Rainford, Ashton Hill, and Caleb Richmond making up the defensive backfield. We get set for kickoff here, and again, Coleman Egan win the toss. The Warbirds win, defer, and the Warbirds, we're going to start off on defense. They'll get set to kick it away, right to left. Warbirds wearing the camo unis again tonight. It looks like it with the yellow numbers. And they're even kind of similar color scheme. They're on the road here with black pants, white shirts, black numbers. And that's
the yellow line.
Warbirds ready to kick it away, right to left. And we will be underway here. In Wolsey, here's the kick. Coleman Egan, the up man, going to take it around the 30. Stumbles a little bit, keeps his feet though, and is immediately brought down. Wyatt got over there.
Jack
on the stop and
on the return. 5 yards gain.
Helping out as well. So Coleman Egan first on the offensive side of the football. The Coleman Egan Hawks coming off a tough one there last week. The Hawks on homecoming 14-6 to hand to Esteline.
Ball on the 30-yard line for the first possession of the game for the Hawks.
Imagine pretty hungry here tonight, and they will spread it out. Four wide receivers here for quarterback Jack Mosel. Motion man right to left. Mosel back to pass. Out the flat left side. Pass is complete to Hayden Pearson.
On the left side.
Pick up a few.
Hayden Pearson, the fumble.
A few.
Except that's going to be recovered.
Pass on the EV. They pick them up 10 of minimum yards. Thank you to pick them up anyway. I think they just had it moved for down there for you. Yeah, they'll pick up about a yard, set up a second and 9.
Here we go! Short gain on the play. Second and 8.
So second and 8 here for Mosel again from the gun. Three receivers right, one left. Pass right side, man open. Pass is complete.
And
they will pick up about 5 more. You'll hear the Mosel name quite a bit tonight. If for no other reason, the two of the starters are
game is Mosel.
Jack the quarterback, Jace the wide out. And of course, we'll see everybody kind of interchange
third
that
and
wide
three.
Wing spot. It looks like they run a lot of wide open formations here. Coleman Egan set up here after a 4-yard gain on now about a
third down
or so. Snap. Mosel going to run it while he's tackled in the backfield.
Mosel taking down for a loss.
Be able to call that with a sack, I don't think.
And number 2, Peyton Rainford.
The sack, Peyton Rainford.
All right. 23.
And then we'll lose a couple, and we'll get set to punt it away.
Fourth down.
Early fourth down for Coleman Egan on the road here for Wolsey Lexington. Coming off a tough homecoming loss last week, and boy, would like nothing more than to hand a tough homecoming loss here out tonight. And wow, what a nice punt. It's all the way back to the 30-yard line, across the 35. Richmond reaching out.
Moshe Richmond
to the 40.
And a 12-yard punt return. Taking out at the 40-yard line.
The Hawks, Wolsey Lexington will take over and try to strike first. For the Warbirds, they started off the season with a 50-0 thumping of Iroquois Lake Preston. They beat Gregory in week 2, 48-32. Came up against probably the best 9-man football team in South Dakota. And Parkston lost that one. Then they got the bye week, and then dropped a tough one to the Smet last week, 14-6. And by the sounds of what I heard about that ball game, it looks like Coleman Egan trying to employ at least a few of the same things that the Smet did last week with the personnel that they have.
First down.
Here's Richmond from the gun. We'll look at the starters in a moment. Rainford is in motion. He'll set the flat left side. Richmond wings it. Oh, he's got a man open right side. And oh, he made the catch. Richmond came back. Richmond to Richmond. Touchdown.
Touchdown, Warbirds. Caleb Richmond.
That'll go for 59 yards.
for a 59-yard
and the
touchdown reception.
Scrimmage for Wolsey Westington will be a touchdown. It'll come with 9:41 to play here in the first. The Richmond to Richmond connection. It is not copyrighted. If you'd like to go ahead and steal that for free, you're going to try to kick the extra point here. And the kick is on the way, and it is good. So it's 7-0 lead for the Wolsey Westington Warbirds.
First score again goes to the Warbirds on a Caleb Richmond to Moshe Richmond.
Seconds on
touchdown pass.
Okay.
From 59 yards. PAT kick by Andreas Bogel.
So, extra point. Andreas, is that right?
I think so.
Any idea where he's from?
I'll find out here in a minute.
Okay. All right.
You know how to pronounce Andreas Bogel? Is that right? Know where he's from? Welcome back to Wolsey.
Colby's on the return, picks up
kickoff.
Taken down by Ashton Benham, called Hughes.
And we're pretty sure Denmark is the country of origin here on the foreign exchange kicker. Knocks through the extra point on the first Warbird touchdown here on homecoming Friday night. How about that? Come all the way across the world to take part in some high school and kick an extra point on homecoming Friday.
First down for the Hawks.
So back to Coleman Eakin, offensively, Carson Walker under, or over the ball here, the center, the snap back to Mosel. Jack looking right side. He wants to wing it, but they shut him down, spun him around. Oh, he got away. He got away a second time. He's falling far side of the field across the 30, 35, and finally tripped up. He'll pick up about a dozen, and Mosel just kind of made things happen
on the scramble.
They had him really cut
for the first down. Taken down at about the 35.
Dozen or so, and that'll be the first down of the night.
First down for the Hawks.
Strike first, though, 7-0. Richmond to Richmond, 59 yards. Go home the extra points. Couple wide each side for Mosel on a first and 10, now at their own 35-yard line. The motion man, he'll swing it out to the motion man, and that's Jace, and Jace double team.
Jace Mosel
for a loss.
On the reception, Moshe Richmond and Colin Hughes on the stop.
It was a nice play, nicely executed, but Richmond over there.
Second and 12.
To quickly shut it down. Be a loss of two. And so early on here, Mosel is 3 of 3 for 3 yards. They'll set up on second and 12, their own 33-yard line. 8.5 to play opening quarter. Warbird strike first, lead 7-0 at home. Mosel from the gun, 3 receivers left, 1 right. He's got the option, he'll pitch it out to Keys. Keys first carry, right
option
side, he'll
right.
Get back the negative yard. Maybe a few more.
Colin Hughes on the stop.
Johnny Keys the feature back when they decide to go that way. And a lot of motion, a lot of misdirection. They'll pick up 4 here and set up a 3rd and 8.
Gain is 4, 3rd down and 8.
It's
on the 37.
Opening quarter. Warbirds trying to come back here. They lost last 2 games, sandwiched in between the bye week. Here's Mosel, the pass. Left side through the hands of the receiver. It'll be 4th and 8.
Wyatt Bomberger is incomplete.
Intended out there for
4th and 8.
Bomberger. First incomplete pass of the night for, well, either squad, I guess, because Richmond is 1 for 1 for a touchdown. Stops the clock here at 7:43 to play opening quarter. Sets up a 4th and 8, and the Hawks are going for it. Mosel back to pass. Fakes it, drops one in. Incomplete or intercepted incomplete. So the Hawks roll the dice on the road on a fourth down from their 7-yard line. The Warbirds shut it down and they will take back over. Interesting roll of the dice on the road for Williamson as now the Warbirds with a short field.
First down for the Warbirds.
Play here as the Hawks give
on the 37-yard line.
Turnover on down. Bisonton runs the play in. Warbirds start Keaton Zomer at center. Isaiah Savalier, Kate Van Busker, the guards. Tight end Colin Hughes, Ashton Hill, Peyton Rayford, Moshe Richmond will all catch passes. Caleb Richmond slinging it, and Austin Wright in the backfield. Right now, nobody in the backfield. Three left, two right. Richmond from the gun. Here's motion from Rainford, right to left. Swinging it out in the flat right side. Moshe the catch. 35, stiff arm, dragging tacklers to the 25-yard line. To pick up around a dozen.
He'll be taken down by Jason Moser.
That will move the chains.
Picks up a first down for the Warbirds.
Warbirds chugging along, a 7-0 lead. Looking to score here after, again, the Hawks go for it on fourth down, their own 37. And
first down.
Over is Richmond from the gun. Again, a lefty out the backfield. Two receivers right, three receivers left. And Caleb going to run it himself up the middle, upended, and a short gain here for Caleb Richmond. Gain is around a yard or two, going to bring up around a second and 8 or 9.
Aiden Pearson is going to stop. Gain of 1.
Defensively for Coleman Egan, Thomas Lord, the nose guard, Carson Volker, Alex Ustanko, the ends. Linebackers, Johnny Keyes, Aiden Pearson, Braden Weiss, Jack Mosel, Jace Mosel, the quarterbacks, Jackson Wright, the safety. Keeping that defensive secondary busy. Again, an empty backfield. Here's Rainford again in motion. This time they'll swing it out to him in the flat. Rainford gets past the first guy. Second guy brings him down.
Peyton Rainford on the reception on the left side. Taken down by Jackson Wright.
So the pickup here is around 5.
Third and 2.
Either way, a 3rd and 2. Warbirds now inside the Hawk 20-yard line, down to the 17. Here's Richmond from the gun. This time, Wyatt is in the backfield, and I think we got him offside.
Encroachment from the defense.
Encroachment.
So that will result in the first down for the Warbirds.
Well, the night will be a 5-yarder against
14.
Coleman Egan, and that will get him down. Should get him down inside the 15-yard line here. Right around the 13 or so. As Caleb again lining them up, and now everybody switching sides. I don't know if that was planned or maybe the play changed, but two wide each side, Wyatt out of the backfield. And now too many guys moving. There was some confusion out there. You kind of saw it pre-play, and you didn't know if it was maybe part of the plan to try to
pull
the defense or
offense, maybe 5-yard penalty. Still first down.
Those maybe not situations. So they'll give the encroachment penalty back. Unfortunately, now it's a 1st and 15. Richmond from the gun again, two wide each side. And Wyatt, low man in the backfield. Richmond, long snap count on a 1st and 15. Back around the 19-yard line, Wyatt the handoff, going for the edge. Stiff arms the first guy, can't get away from the second, and it's brought
to the right side down. Right around the line.
May have been a short loss on the play. And closer to 16. They need the 4-yard line for a first down.
Loss of 1.
Richmond
and 16.
Moshe to his left. Couple receivers right. Wyatt out of the backfield. Fake the handoff. Caleb to the near side. He lost the football. Picks it up. Spun around and dropped.
Richmond recovers, taken out of the backfield by Alex Shostenko.
This will have a pretty large number attached to it. The fumble is fortunately recovered, but they're going to lose. Call around nine more, as again they need the 4 yard line for a first down, as I like around the 27. So third and around 22 or 23 is Richmond from the gun, a receiver left, two receivers right. They run out with an end on that right side as well, and Wyatt, lone man in the backfield, and Rainford in motion. Back to pass, they set up the screen. Screen complete, inside the 20, 15, 10, heading for the corner pylon. Is he in? He is in for the touchdown. Pass to Colin Hughes for six.
On the screen play to number nine, Colin Hughes.
So that goes for 27 and a touchdown. And the second score of the night will go to the homecoming celebrating Warbirds, leading now 13-0, and they'll bring on Bone Home for another attempted extra point. He knocked through the first.
What?
Here's the hold. The kick is up, and it is good. Back to the studios for 60 seconds. Warbirds lead 14-0. More after this on KOKK. Decent battery still?
Points.
Okay.
Morgul and Weiss beat the receipt.
Welcome back to Wolsey. As the Warbirds run up in the kick here, received at about the 22. Across the 30. Oh, and he snuck past.
Richmond thought he had it there. Braden Weiss.
Nice job by Weiss there to sidestep him.
So he's taken return out of the 40-yard line and be first down for the Hawks.
Over for their third drive of the after.
Possession starting on the 40.
Strange to say here, 4:23 p.m. We got 3:57 playing the opening quarter. We'll try to get you the scoreboard, but of course we won't have a whole lot. Jeff Duffy's sending me over some Coleman Egan history I'll share with you. Here's the pitch outside. Keys tripped up and dropped.
Pitch to the right. Pearson.
That's not Keys, that's Aiden Pearson. Either way, they trip him up in the back.
Aiden Carter on the stop.
Three. Aiden Carter to make the stop. So Jeff Duffy's history lesson of the day here on Dakota Sports is he used to play Coleman and Egan separately back in the day. They were in his conference.
3 yard loss on the play was Colin Hughes on the stop.
And the Egan Blue Jays.
Second and 13. Here.
Thanks for the history lesson from Mr. Duffy. Couple of receivers each side. Quick pass right side is complete. Dancing across is Mosel. Pearson.
It's complete to Aiden Pearson.
Going to pick up the negative yardage and then maybe another one. Maybe another two or three. Yeah, they get about five out of the deal.
Caleb Richmond with a stop. Game is six.
Number
four down
and
seven.
Brought to you by the Mirror Family Hair Care downtown here on whatever scoreboard we can bring you. I know a few games were moved to four, mostly five or six, and a lot of games were left at seven. Three receivers left. Mosel back to pass on third and seven. Left side pass.
Pass incomplete on the left side. There's a flag.
Mosel kind of threw his hands up. I wondered if that's not against Coleman Egan. Mosel hoping for a play there, and if nothing else, maybe a break, but it looks like, yeah, this one's going to go against him. So they will most likely decline that one, and they will, and that will
make it offense,
7 or 4.
Penalty of decline.
That definitely doesn't mean a punch.
Brings up 4th and 7.
Last time they went for it on their own 37. Looks like this time they will kick it away. Jace Mosley will go back to punt, but again, I wouldn't trust
punt,
it.
Richmond back to
a 4th and around 7 from their own 43, and they got an offside procedure penalty here on the Hawks, and that'll mark 5 more off.
We'll start.
Coleman Egan,
5 yard penalty on the Hawks.
10 total yards.
4th and 12.
So now a 4th and around 13 as they get set again. Jason Olsen will kick it away. Jason kick it from around his own 30-yard line. Well, Shea Richmond deep to return it. He saw that first kick. He's back at his own 20, and it's another boomer. This one's out of bounds.
Well,
he really puts the foot to it as Mosley going to back the Warbirds around the 30 or 35-yard line, I think, by the time they get this one.
30-yard line.
But, boy, that one stays in bounds or hangs along the sideline. Put a little more on it there. Mosley a pretty good foot. Warbirds will get it back. 14-0 they lead. They're going to have to play quarter number one. Tigers at Aberdeen tonight, 7 p.m. to kick off over on Tiger 95 at 1340 KIJV.
Warbirds possession starts on the 30-yard line. First down.
Warbirds a 14-0 lead. Here's Caleb Richmond from the gun. They'll call Rainford in motion, and they'll go first and 10 from their own 30. Caleb going to keep it himself. Right side tripped up. Pick up of a couple.
Right side run.
Richmond saw the hole. He hit the lane. He just kind of got tripped up there, and had he not, I got a feeling that he'd still be running. The pickup is 4.
Second down is 6.
Richmond lines him up from the gun again.
On the 34.
Receiver's right. So starting to line up and end on that right side. There was something they didn't like out there. It's Wyatt, the low man in the backfield. Quick pass from O'Shea near side. Get him in space. Splits the first guy. Trying to slip the second. They needed 4. They got around 7. As again, the Richmond to Richmond connection.
First down for the Warbirds.
3 completions, 77 yards, a touchdown. Minute 35 left, quarter number 1. Warbirds 14-0. Now a 1st and 10.
Ball on the 43-yard line.
Caleb the snap. Hand off Wyatt. Wyatt dancing through the line.
Hand off to Wyatt.
Pick up of a couple.
Makes it across the 45. Gained about 3.
45.
Hit him in for a 3-yard gain.
2. 2nd and 8 on the 45.
Aiden Pearson, Johnny Keys over. Helping on the stop and anchor in the middle of that defense. Here's Moshe in motion, and they're pitching to him. Moshe trying to make the end. Oh, he got a block. Wyatt got him a block, but then a flag.
Couple of flags.
Moshe going to pick up around 10, but every official out there with a hanky has thrown it. So we'll wait. We'll wait until they shake this off.
See what shakes out after the flag.
I got to believe one's a hold for sure. And then for the Warbirds, of course, you can only hope that the Hawks committed one and it will be offsetting penalties. But probably a hold for sure. Both of those came out of the offensive backfield, and the official now heading for the
offsetting penalties.
Yep, offsetting penalties. Shot block against the Warbirds and a face mask against the Hawks, and we'll just play the down over.
Replay the down on the offsetting penalty.
4 seconds to play.
Blindside block on the offense and a face mask on the defense.
Warbirds holding on their 3rd possession of the game. Produced a couple of touchdowns already. There's Caleb Richmond from the gun. Another lineup doubled. So again, they like trying to get Caleb a little more protection there.
2nd and 8.
Couple of receivers right, 1 left. Wyatt in the backfield. Here's Rainford in motion, right to left. And Caleb going to follow Wyatt to the right side. Caleb dancing across the 35 to 40. Broke loose.
And
down to the first down marker.
think it was
first down.
First down. So 10 on the run. Best run of the night for the Warbirds. Into Coleman Egan territory. They go first and 10 at the Hawk 47.
First down for the Warbirds. The ball is on the 47-yard line.
Got a couple of receivers. Wyant's out of the backfield. Wyant's going to get the handoff. Slips the first tackle into the second level. He's across the 40 and around the 37. He slipped loose again. Heads for the outside, and he's finally down.
Runs up the middle, breaks a couple tackles. Picks up a first down for the Warbirds.
So around 14 or
inside
so,
the 35.
Just said that is their best run of the night. Now back.
And that is the end of the first quarter. Wolfson, Lexington.
Warbirds after the quarter lead 14.
Coleman Egan 0.
The quarter number 2 in a
quarter
minute.
Quarter 2.
60 seconds on 12-10. Okay.
Starting a little bit.
So when you drop things, does it come out of your paycheck?
Yeah. Gotta get a paycheck first, right?
Remember, scoreboard updates here are brought to you by the Mirror Family Hair Care. Mirror Family Hair Care located in downtown here. We'll tell you a little bit about Lorraine Kiley here. We do have some finals. Hitchcock Tulare beat Sunshine Bible today 52-0. Again, not a lot of games going this early here. Looks like Coleman Egan here, Wolsey Lexington on the board here, 14-0 Warbirds, and we'll get more of the scoreboard updates here shortly. Scoreboard updates brought to you.
First and 10 on the 33-yard line is the second quarter begins.
14-0
Warbirds
ball on the board is Wolsey Lexington. Catch in on the third drive with a third touchdown. Pass complete left side and almost tripped up and now.
Moshe Richmond,
Moshe Richmond,
left side.
Going to go for no gain.
Taken down by a short loss. Loss of a yard.
And bring us to second and 11 again. Richmond had a little bit of problems. Getting out of the spot after he caught the ball there. Kind of burning the rubber a little bit. Able to get Coleman Egan able to get over and get the game tackle. Here's Wyant. Wyant busts through the line. He's inside the 30 and down on the 25-yard line.
On the run up the middle, Jackson right.
Pretty close to 9 for Wyant.
More maybe more like 7.
And set up third and around 3. Here's the snap. Another handoff to Wyant. This time Wyant tripped up and dropped
down. Taken down by Sega. Brings up fourth down.
Fourth down
and 3.
So the Warbirds set up here on a 4th and 3 at the Hawk 25-yard line. They're just outside of it here. They set up
4th and 3 for the Warbirds ball
as they lead 14-0.
6-yard line. Fourth down.
Caleb. From the gun, he's got Wyant to his left, two receivers right, one left. Here's Rayford in motion.
Wyant
moved a little early, and that's going to make it 4th and around 8. For the officials to be sure of that, but I'm pretty sure that's the case, and it is. So for the Warbirds, second penalty, 10 yards.
Offense backs up 5 yards.
And that'll make it 4th and around 7 or 8. Maximum to the 30.
From the 30-yard line.
10:21 to play first half, 14-0.
4th and 7.
4th and 7 or 8 from around the Coleman Egan 30. Here's Richmond from the gun.
Behind the line of scrimmage,
a yard or two, and
Jack Mosel will be a turnover on downs. The Hawks will take over.
So Mosel will go from the turnover on downs producing tackle to running the offense as the quarterback here for Coleman Egan.
First down for Coleman Egan. In the 33-yard line.
Big win today, 52-0. Sunshine Bible Academy there, and not a lot for scores. The scoreboard updates brought to you by the Mirror Family Hair Care. Of course, our scoreboard, 14-0, Wolsey Lessington, 10-04 to play second quarter. Mosel back to pass on first and 10, who's on 33.
Middle and middle.
Almost threw his man.
Jason Morgan,
and he's got to play in center field back there. He got over his shoulder, though, and incomplete. So Mosel right now at 4 out of 7 for 8 yards. Stops the clock at 9:59 to play in the first half. Nice sunny skies have given way to partly cloudy conditions and now becoming mostly cloudy.
Pass completed.
Completed pass on the
left side.
Number two,
the Wyatt Bomber.
Bomber is not going to let him go. And this for a loss of 1 on a 3rd and 11.
Mosel 11.
Two receivers right, two receivers left. Keys long man in backfield. Mosel going to run it himself. Got past the first two. Across the 40 to 45. Midfield. He got a block and he is gone. Jack Mosel.
Jack Mosel is a man down for the touchdown.
Mosel from 78 or 68 yards out.
Touchdown run.
Put the ball in the middle.
Number 14 from 68 yards. Jack Mosel
on the board. And come with 9:09 to play in the second. 68-yard Jack Mosel run.
Hawks lineup
for the two-point conversion here as Mosel picks up the snap off the ground left side.
Intercepted by Rickman.
9:09 to play first half. 14-6. Warbird lead is 8. We're back in a minute. 60 seconds on KOKK.
Hawks and how do you throw out the kick this morning? We don't know either. What role do people work in a school system?
I'm not going to be kidding.
Welcome back to Wolsey. 9:09 remaining here in the first half. 14-6. The Wolsey Lessington Warbirds lead down to 8. Jack Mosel, the keeper, up the middle, snuck past the linebackers, and he was gone. Got a nice block from Brother Jace. Cannot, however, convert on a two-pointer, and the turnover here by 8. Coleman Egan set to kick it away. Jack Mosel, also the
Jack
kicker.
Mosel places the ball on the tee for the Hawks.
Trying to maybe sneak one in.
Mouche Richmond and Peyton Greenfield, the DC receiver.
He kicks it deep. That's why I'm not a coach.
receiver on the 15, the 20, and a handoff to Moshe, and now Moshe the rundown. He breaks a tackle across the 30, the 35, and the 40.
Finally spun around, and that was it. And guess who? Jack Mosel. To make the stop. Which will seem to be Mr. kind of do-it-all here for him. Coleman Egan, he kicks, he punts, he throws, he runs, and well, he tackles the kick return. 9 minutes to play first half, 14-6, as Rosie Lessington takes back over offensively. Caleb Richmond.
First down, the Warbirds on the 40-yard line.
He was right, one left, is Rainford now in motion right to left. The pitch coming across is Colin Hughes. Hughes the run, dives in across the 45. Still going at midfield. Still slipping tackles. They won't shut down. Finally, around the 46.
Finally taken down by Reese.
They will sink him
after picking up a first down for the Rebels across the midfield.
Again, it looked like they had him.
To the 48-yard line.
He slipped away. Looked like they had him. He slipped away. Eked out another two or three before taking a pretty big hit. Caleb from the gun, wind to
first left. Down.
Okay, a wind out to the left, Rainford Hill to the right.
Caleb going to follow the block of Wyatt, running himself. Now he'll dive for the ball across the 45 and the 45. He'll pick up around 30. 45.
Lessington will get the ball after halftime.
Second and seven.
Won the toss, deferred,
and Caleb Richmond take run. Football. In the 45-yard line.
Caleb ready again from the gun. Same look.
The receiver left to right. This time Austin Wyatt to Caleb's right on a second and seven from the Hawk 45. There's Moshe in motion. They'll flip it to him. Richmond trying to get the corner.
Also in on the play.
Third and 11.
So go for a loss of about four.
On the 50-yard line.
And 11. Warburg right about midfield is. Caleb Richmond brings the play in from the sideline here on a third and 11 from the 50. About 7 minutes remaining here in the first half. Oh my, I'm actually starting to count. Richmond's going to have to get the snap off here pretty quick.
And there's the snap, the fake handoff to Wyatt. Richmond going to run it himself. Brings it across the 40, the 45, the 40.
Richmond.
Pick up about 10.
Taken down by Jesse Bomberger.
That means they need an 11.
The 40-yard line stopped about a yard or two short for the fourth down.
And round one at the Hawk 40-yard line.
And fourth and one.
Get the play from the sideline here. I don't think either team has burnt the timeout yet. We haven't got any official timeouts, and we're just going to keep them rolling here.
Caleb from the gun, empty back here. A couple of receivers right, a couple of receivers left. Richmond from the gun on a fourth and one. Richmond pass over the middle, complete, first down.
Complete, over the middle, number nine, Colin Hughes for the Warburg first down.
So a fresh set of downs for Wolsey Lessington with six.
Hughes stretches it out to the 35-yard line.
Warburg's a 14-6 lead. Couple of passing touchdowns for Caleb Richmond. One to Moshe, one to Colin Hughes. Couple of extra points for Blueholm. Give up that last touchdown there to Coleman Egan. Here's a swing pass out to Ray, but he slips the first tackle. He's inside the 30 to the 25.
That's right, pass to Blue to Peyton Rayford.
22. So Rayford for around a dozen here. And we'll bring up another fresh set of downs for Rosie West. They'll go first and 10, and it looks like they'll mark the football right about the 21.
First down for the Warbirds on the 21-yard line.
Backfield, two receivers right, two receivers left. Also, Hughes lining up as a wing left, right side. Moshe slips the first guy. Trying to get outside on Jace Mosel. Mosel able to tie.
Moshe Richmond, the reception on the right side.
For Richmond.
Stopped by Mosel and Volker.
Second and around eight from just inside the 20.
Short gain on the play.
5 minutes and counting here to play in the first half. At halftime, we'll get any scores we can find.
Second and eight from the 19-yard line.
Sunshine Bible. I think that was a scheduled day game. SBA doesn't like, so. And I think now we'll have a timeout. 4:56 to play first half. 14-6.
Timeout.
We'll take a timeout of a minute.
Coleman Egan.
60 seconds on KOKK.
Be up here in the curls next.
Welcome back to the Woolsey. 4:56 to play here in the first half. Warbirds lead 14-6. Took the first time out of the night. Trying to reorganize this play as they try to score for the third time. James Richmond from the gun. Couple receivers to each side. Hughes are on left.
Second and eight.
Snap. Okay, looks like he's going to keep himself. Trying to get the outside. He does. Inside the 15. Here comes the flat.
Richmond. Runs right, taking out on play number 10, Jackson.
We'll
right.
Have to wait and see what this flag is about. What
there's a flag.
Really on, like, probably against the Warbirds. Yep, that's another line of us. So,
holding on the offense.
Third penalty, three penalties, 20 yards against Woolsey Westington tonight. They will mark it back to the 29-yard line. Make this around a second and 17.
Back up 10 from the spot of the foul. Second.
And Richmond from the gun.
And 17 from the 29.
Hughes again lines up. And the winger split line. Caden again breaks out for the run. And inside the 20. Oh, got a nice block inside the 15. And he dances out of bounds.
Richmond keeps it himself on to the right side. Keenan Pearson picks him out of bounds.
13, 14 yards. And we'll make it second down, or third down.
It's going to be
the ball down on the 15-yard line. Richmond on a 3-3 hit, empty backfield. And Judd has been the face here on this drive. Gave it back to pass. Flushed out, and now we'll look to run it.
Richmond runs.
Tackle for a loss of around 3.
Short game. Bring up fourth and about 2.
Oh, short game. Wait a minute. I had the ball down inside the 10. So let's put him down for about a yard and bring up a fourth and 2. Westington looking around here. Got the play from the sideline. Set.
Fourth and 2 for the Warbirds. The ball is on the 14-yard line.
4 minutes to play here in the first half. Warbirds lead 14-6. They do get the ball after the break, so.
Fourth down.
One here is Rainford in motion right to left. Richmond to pass, so we're going to complete to Hughes. This is the touchdown play. The first time it was a touchdown play.
Touchdown. Number 9.
14 yards on the
Colin Hughes.
Touchdown, second of the night for Hughes. Fourth score overall in the game. Third for the Warbirds. It'll come with 3:46 to play in the second. 14-yard pass. Richmond Hughes again, and now we roll him on to add on the extra point. Rainford the holder. Hold is down. Kick is up.
Good.
3:46 to play here in the first half. Multi Lessons 21, Coleman Eaton 6. We're back in a minute. 60 seconds on KOKK.
How are we doing for battery?
14.
Warbirds to kick it away after
Mosel and Weeks.
Second of the night, the third pass is touchdown for Caleb Richmond. Here is Mosel back to 15-20. Cuts it across and reverses for the ball. Got a block across the 30.
30-yard return.
Mosel on the return looked like a minute for a minute. They're like they were going to spray it.
Scoreboard updates brought to you by the Mirror Family Hair Care, downtown Huron. It's got Tula, a 52-0 win today over Sunshine Bible Academy.
First down for the Hawks.
That's going to be really about it for scores early on. I mean, try
ball on the 35-yard line.
17-0.
Not a lot of games underway this early. Some getting underway at 5, some at 6, and a lot more closer to 7. There is Mozo on a 1st and 10 from their own 35-yard line. Line coming in before
they even got the play going. And this will go against Coleman Egan. It'll be the third penalty of the night against the Hawks. 3 penalties.
Penalty on the offense. 15
yards.
5 yards. 1st and 15.
So 1st and 15 for Coleman Egan. Back to their own 30. 3:37 left here in the half. Remember, at halftime, we'll break down some numbers from the first couple of quarters. We'll get any scores that we can pass along to you.
Take a look at the sports schedule on Dakota Sports. It does include a Tiger football game tonight. They're at Aberdeen. Also, the pass on side including
incomplete. Caden Pearson in the third and two. Second. And 15.
Second and 15. They'll stop the clock with 3:33.
Incomplete on the right side.
I thought maybe.
Here's the intended receiver.
Defensive back had arrived a little bit ahead of schedule there and might drop that over.
3rd and 15.
And the incomplete pass is set up a 3rd and 16.
And Coleman Eaton back at their own 30, and again, he got movement. I don't know if that's another 5 yards.
Yep.
Coleman Eaton initially kind of pointing across, saying, no, somebody made us, but that is not the case. And they'll draw
their
5-yard penalty. 4 penalties, 20 yards against Coleman Eaton.
Back up to the 25-yard line.
3rd and 20.
3rd and 20.
And we'll get a hot timeout, so we'll take a quick timeout ourselves. Back in 60 seconds, 1 minute on KOKK. All right, brother, let's get you plugged in. Bubble.
You get it.
Good. One again.
Be way over your head. Awesome to get out here. Where we at? Hello.
Here, hold that.
I see he was out walking the other morning when I was seeing the camera.
He's been doing that pretty well.
Without walking in the past few
days.
Welcome back to Woolsey. Halftime here on Homecoming Friday is coming up. About 3:28 here in the first half. 21-6, the Warbirds lead it over after a couple of penalties here. Backed up on a 3rd and 20, back at their own 25. Tigers tonight at Aberdeen.
Time out ends.
Kickoff over on Tiger 95.
And 3rd and 20 for the Hawks.
Also, video on the YouTube channel. You can check out the app and listen online. All kinds of options. Here's Mosel, heaving it right side, looking for Jace. Ball tipped up. Oh, yeah. Oh, Jason going in on his hands. Nice attempt there by Mosel to try to haul that one in, but
on the coverage, fourth was not
to be. Is
looks like Richmond out there on the coverage. Let's play there defensively. Going to make it a 4th and 20.
Again, that ball initially tipped up in the air there. Caleb got a hand on it. Jace got both hands on it. It looked like he was going to haul it in after the tip, but just
Mosel on the punt. 4th and 20 to return.
Here on the 4th down, another punt here for Mosel. He'll kick it away from Richmond, and Caleb just going to let
Mosel go across the midfield and be down at the 43-44 yards.
So for the Woolsey Washington Warbirds, they'll take back over with 3 minutes and 12 seconds to play in the opening quarter. They lead 21-6 here at home on a homecoming Friday, well, evening, afternoon, however you feel about it. Also, they get the ball back after the break. They won the toss. They deferred. Coleman Egan took the football, so everything coming up Warbird here as we wind down the first half. And again, Woolsey Westington, a 21-6 lead. And, of course, with the ball back here, 3:12 to play with in the first half. Maybe sneak another one in
first
here.
First down, Warbird.
Back after the break. Here's K.
From the 43-yard line.
From the gun, Moshe wide right. Couple of receivers left. And, again, they're lining up Hughes kind of a wing left. And if they're concerned with guys getting through. Actually, it's Wyatt this time. Nope, that set up the screen. This time, Wyatt makes the catch to 40. The 45 shakes the tackle across midfield. 45. Now he's got Mosel in his face. Into Jackson.
Picks up the first down. Taken out by Jackson. Right.
Wyatt for
midfield inside the 40.
19
to the 38 yard line.
As the screen pass has served the Warbirds well here this afternoon. A couple of touchdowns, 27 and 14. They pick up 19 on that one. Here's Caleb from the gun, empty backfield. Moshe in motion right to left. Set up on a screen to the far side. They block out Moshe down the sideline, 30, 25. He shakes the tackle, 10, 5, touch.
Moshe Richmond breaks the tackle on the left side. Touchdown from 30, 8 yards. Caleb Richmond.
4th touchdown
complete
passing for Caleb Richmond.
Moshe Richmond.
Second receiving.
For a 38-yard touchdown.
Overall, the 5th touchdown of the game. 4th for the Birds. It'll come with 2:48 to play. And Bogom on to add on the extra point. He is 3 for 3. Rainford to hold. The kick is into the
kick
line.
And no good.
27-6 our score. 2:48 to play first half. Warbirds lead here on a homecoming Friday night in Woolsey. We'll be back in a minute. A 60-second timeout on KOKK.
I'm
Brody Boy just turn your head like that, please.
I'm not something to do. I'm going to pull a crap over it.
Welcome back to Woolsey as we get set here for final 2:48 at half. Warbirds getting set to kick it away here as they lead now 27-6 after the fourth passing touchdown in the afternoon for Caleb Richmond. It is 5 o'clock, by the way, on 1210 AFKOKK
in Huron. You're listening to high school football. Woolsey Wessington hosting Coleman Egan. Gave him the kick, and Jace Mosel going to let it bounce from the 15 back across the 20, the 25, slips a tackle across the 30, and that's about where they will bring him down.
10 yards return, number one, Jace Mosel.
Jace on the return.
Be taken down at the 30-yard line.
Quarterback. The Hawks here as they try to... Okay, this 27-6 here, 2:42 to play first half. They will kick the football away to the Warbirds to start the second half of play. You can really get something going here, get a little momentum.
First down for the Hawks on the 30-yard line.
Receivers right.
Jack Mosel from the gun, first and 10. Their own 30. Mosel chased out of the pocket and he dropped it. Nice sack by Caden Carter.
By number 27, Caden Carter.
Go for a loss. Oh boy, a big loss around 10 yards.
Loss is 10. Second and 20.
Second sack of the night for the Warbird defense. Rainford had one through. So now a second and 20. Hawks back at their own 20-yard line.
Jack Mosel from the gun. Two receivers right, two receivers left. Mosel the back, set up the screen of the other. Pass complete to Keys across the 30 to 35, and now flags
late.
So Keys got 10 of them back, the penalty yardage, but I think we're going backwards. I think we got a block in the back or a hold against the Hawks. Yep, they're all backing up already. So the official will just come over and give us the official word. They got him down for a hole.
Holding. For 53 of the offense.
So they will mark that from
holding
around the 25. So I guess
they'll
lose five more on the penalty.
Back up 10 yards from the spot of the foul.
Five penalties, 30 yards against Coleman Egan here in the
second.
First half.
And 25.
Hawks on a second.
On the 15 yard line.
On their own 15, just inside of 2 minutes to play in the first half. Jack Mosel from the gun. Couple of receivers left, couple of receivers right. And they just wait for the official here to give him the whistle.
Exactly what the holdup was there. There's the whistle. Set the football. And Jack. Ready to run the Hawks. Back to pass. Jack Mosel fires over the middle. Complete to Jace at the 25. Across the 30. Head down to the 35.
Completed over the middle. Number one.
Get back a whole lot of that 25 that they were facing.
35. Picks up 20.
They will pick up 20 on the pass play.
5 yards short of the first down.
And we'll set up now a third and closer to 5.
Third and 5 on the 35-yard line.
Locked down inside of 90 seconds here to play in the half. 120 and counting here as Jack Mosel brings them to the line. Couple of receivers, 3 receivers right, 1 left. Keys, low man in the backfield. Jack back to pass. Oh boy, Martin almost kicked. Cardinals got it again.
Pass complete. That will
complete chains
to Jackson right.
10 yards.
First down for the Hawks at the 45-yard line.
So first and 10 Hawks at their own 45. Hawks have two timeouts left, I would assume. I'm going to sneak one out here pretty quick. Down inside of a minute left in the first half. And then again, they will give away the football after the break. Three receivers
to
the near side of the field, two to the far side.
The 45.
Backfield is Jack Mosel on a first and 10. Fakes the pass, almost sacked, and now he is sacked. In fact, his pass to his offensive lineman.
It's going to be some grounding, and then they had a really late flag. I don't know what that one was about. Really late. Generally, that'll indicate some sort of personal foul, but I don't know if he was marking the fact that he also believed it to be an illegal pass or ineligible receiver or one of those kind of deals. Mosel was just about sacked. Decided to just weave it into the back of the official. Coleman Egan ready to play, but the officials haven't even set the football yet. An illegal touch.
Second down.
So they lose 5 yards. So second and 15. They're back at their own 40-yard line.
Hawks were ready to go before they even announced the penalty, so they're definitely ready for the play here. 37 seconds to play first half.
Second and 15. That's why they were 40-yard line.
Kind of hurrying. The clock stopped for a moment. Here's Jack Mosel to pass. He wings one out, sort of adjacent to the general area, but again, Carter was all over Mosel
and was about ready to sack him. Stops the clock at 32 seconds. Play in the half will bring up a third and 15 as the Hawks will go from their own 40-yard line. Halftime tonight, remember, we'll get you a look at any scores we can pass along. I know Hitchcock Tulare's game is in the books, and beyond that, not a lot to report. Jack Mosel from the gun, couple of receivers each side. Jack to pass on a third and 15. Pass over the middle.
Pass is incomplete.
He really tried to thread the needle there. Colin Hughes was there. Moshe was there. Caleb was there. Ashton Hill was there. Kind of a dangerous pass there, but it does fall. Incomplete for Jack Mosel. And we'll make it 4th and 15. And with 27 seconds to play in the half, we'll see if they try to kick it away and pin them back. They'll give them a short field or maybe just go for it here. And if you don't get it, you don't get it. Looks like that's what they'll do. 4th and 15. Hawks are on 40.
4th down.
Four receivers. Here is Jack Mosel, right side. He's got a man down the sideline.
Pass interference as Hill got there a little early and reached in and just kind of held the one arm down, and you can't do that. Mark off the yardage here, and honestly, I forget how this goes in high school, so I'm just going to wait for them. I think it's a 15-yard penalty. I don't think it's an automatic first down, although this one will result in a first down. It is. Is it automatic?
I think so.
So the 15-yard
penalty against
a 15-yard penalty, a first down.
Four penalties, 35 yards against
cross midfield.
The Warbirds here tonight. So it brings the first down to the
ball is on the 45.
Hawks with 21 seconds to play in the first half. Still
first down.
Jack Mosel from the gun. To left, to right, back to pass. Mosel flushed out, nearly sacked, and now he is. And it's Carter.
Also helping out on the sack, I think, was Savonier.
Ethan Rurick
and
Caden Carter on the sack.
Timeout
Hawks.
And the Hawks going to take a timeout with 12 seconds to play in the half. They trail 27-6. We'll take a 30-second break. We're back in 30 seconds on KOKK. Ethan Rurick is 80.
Clock,
back to Woolsey here. 15 seconds to play in the first half. 27-6, the hometown Warbirds in the lead on a hometown Friday night. Lessington four touchdown passes to Moshe, to Colin Hughes. Caleb with all four of those. Sacks on the night. Caden Carter just part of a sack with Ethan Rarick. He had a sack himself before, a sack earlier by Peyton Rainford. There's Lessington looking tough here on a homecoming Friday night. And the official, Jeremy James, here looking like he's hopping. I don't know if he took a shot here tonight or if he's got something lingering, but he's definitely running a little gingerly there, but wish he's not out there. Second 12 here for Coleman Egan. They line up about the 47 of the Warbirds. Seconds to play here in the first half. And
second and 12.
Hawks are going to come up after the break, so maybe expect a shot or two at the end zone. Here's Jack Mosel at the helm. And they set up kind of a fake screen, and now Jack's going to have to run it near side across the 40. Sets out of bounds.
About the Mosel. Yeah.
Pick up around five for Mosel, and he will stop the clock with 7 seconds to play in the half. And we'll set up a third and around seven at the Warbird 42. So again, now one would expect probably a heave towards the end zone with 7 seconds to play in the half. So we just have a timeout left. Playing with players.
Third down.
2 seconds. Jack Mosel from the gun. Three receivers to the right, one to the left on a third and around seven. Jack back to pass. Rushed out. Run to the far side. Stops. Throws. Pass complete. It's at about the 30 yard line to Jackson Wright.
Now to about the 25. Jackson Wright.
The game.
Enough for the first down. That is the end.
And
of the first half. We'll see Lexington
football here.
27
at the break. Woolsey on a homecoming Friday night. Halftime score: Woolsey Lexington 27. Coleman Egan 6.
We'll be announcing homecoming King, Queen, and Slopers here in a moment.
Get you the scoring summary. Get you the numbers from the first half of this one, and get you ready for a second half of high school football. Warbirds first half homecoming goes their way. They lead at the break, 27-6 over Coleman Egan. Halftime report in 3 minutes on 1210 KOKK.
His favorite high school memory was winning the state football championship. Tate's involved in ag, drama, football, and basketball. Tate's words of wisdom are a rearview mirror is smaller than the windshield because it's more important to focus on the future than dwell on the past. Ladies and gentlemen, your homecoming king and queen, Tate French and Tierney Green. This year's Mystery Warbirds were Kelsey Roberts and Keaton Zomer. And the float winners are, in business class, first goes to the 281 Travel Center. In the middle school, first goes to the sixth grade for the floor is lava. And then in the high school, third place goes to the seniors for Wheel of Fortune. Second